Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall is celebrating their 80th anniversary the only way they know how, with huge savings. Shop over 800 of your favorite Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, and Cadillacs and see why bigger selection means more ways to save. Four iconic brands under three rooftops with over 22 acres of GM inventory. Plus, every new vehicle comes with Edmore's mobile service, top-tier service, at your door, on your time. Don't miss the 80th anniversary sale at Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com, where you're always backed by Morse.
Hey, Kimbo Camber here. What a beautiful afternoon in South Florida. Just sitting here thinking about the next iteration of the Miami Dolphins as we move forward. Minicamp, rookie minicamp, is coming up this weekend. Media will have one day to cover it. And so I'm sure you'll see a lot in the newspapers, online, and everything about what's going on, the good, the bad, the ugly. And so there'll be a lot of things to write about that they'll probably try to stretch until the next minicamp rolls around. But as I'm thinking about these mini camps, I'm kind of thinking back to my mini camp, my first mini camp when I was a rookie, 1976. Now that year, they were trying to abolish the draft on antitrust situations, and the Players Association wanted everybody to be free agents and go where they wanted to go. And so they canceled the draft initially, which was probably about, in February, And then we just would sit there and wait. And when is the draft going to be? When's there going to be a draft? So it took till, mid-April, late April, almost where the draft is nowadays. And all of a sudden we get a call, hey, everything's over. The draft is going to be in 2 days. And here we go. So you get the call from, Don Shula. And he says, Kim, we've drafted you with our second first round pick. In the draft, and it wasn't like you didn't talk to the general manager, you talked to Don Shula, and he was very succinct, and he said, get ready to work, you got to be here on Thursday, and on Friday we're going to start mini camp. And I go, what's mini camp? He goes, well, I'll tell you this, just be ready to run the 12-minute run and you'll see what the rest of it's about. Okay, so I get there, and look, these guys, I don't know what they're going to do for conditioning, but this was Coach Shula's, this was his pet baby, the 12-minute run. This was the whole conditioning thing. So Larry Gordon was the first draft pick on our first round. He was 17. I was 19. So we had two first-round picks that year. And we had gone through all-star games and all this. And as the draft rolled on or was continued to not to be knowing when it was, we maybe didn't work out as much as we should have. And didn't really realize what we were going to run into with this 12-minute run. So I remember flying in, coach. I think I sat in the last seats by the bathrooms from San Francisco to Miami. Got into Miami about 6 o'clock in the evening. Figured I better try to run. I was in Miami Lakes, ran around a block, and was huffing and puffing. And I'm thinking, oh my God, nothing I can do between now and tomorrow. So then we go to mini camp, first practice, and. We had to do all the conditioning drills, 40-yard dash, shuttle runs, pull-ups, push-ups, all the different drills that we did. And last, you ran the 12-minute run. So the one thing I remember was Larry Gordon, for whatever reason, first we had to bring our own shoes. They didn't give us shoes. You had to bring your own shoes for mini camp. And so the shoes that Larry Gordon wore at Arizona State, for some reason he had bells on the shoelaces, right? And so... So we're lining up, and I'd met Larry before, and I said, Larry, let's just stay close, man, because I'm not. He goes, yeah, I'm not doing pretty well myself. So we start running, and I'm a little bit ahead of Larry, and I can hear his bells ring. He's running. Bells are ringing, and we're going all right at a decent pace. Make one lap, make two laps. I think we had to make five laps in order to qualify or to not get yelled at, and. So as we get around the third, coming around the fourth lap, I'm hearing, the bells are getting a little weaker and a little weaker and a little weaker. And all of a sudden, I turn around and Larry's walking. And I go, oh, good God, thank you. So I start walking. I'm thinking, what's the big deal? We're going to make it, we'll walk a little bit. And then the next thing you hear is go, you son of a bitches, my two goddamn first round draft choices, and they're walking. Get your asses running. And if you don't run, you're going to be running for the rest of the night, and you're going to do it again tomorrow, and you're going to do it again. And I tell you what, we kind of ran out into a sprint, put a sprint timeout to get in there, made it under the wire. And I got to tell you, I think for the, until we got back to training camp, Coach Shula always hung that over our head that you guys did, that we didn't make it around if fast enough or long enough in the 12-minute run. And I tell you, last time I ever stopped on the 12-minute run, and the last time I had to, you know, had to push it to get a 12-minute run, I was gonna do it for the rest of my life, as much as I had to do. I did for 10 years. I did it, and made it most of the time. But I think these guys will have a little different program. I think they're gonna do. They've been in conditioning for a long time, and they'll be able to do a lot more field work and everything. Basically, for us in minicamp, once we're done with the 12-minute run, we still had 2 days to go, but camp was over as far as we were. As long as you got past that 12-minute run, camp was over, and now you're just thinking about, you know, coming back in July. And that's what it was. You were there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. After Sunday, said, we'll see you guys in July, and we'll see you for training camp. And that's the way it was.